It's Will Catcher here with Ian Bennett after Nomads Under-19's 2-2 draw in the derby with Airbus Under-19's. Benno, a difficult game. Pleased with the point?
Yeah, I think we have to be overall. I think that I think everyone that was here to see the game, first half we were nowhere near where we needed to be. I think Airbus came here with a game plan. We thought they were going to go 5-3-2, in all fairness. I've been to watch McBanger and they played five at the back, so we planned for that, and it was a little bit of a spanner in the system in terms of the shape they adopted. But listen, they came with a really good attitude about them. They're organised, they're big boys, they're strong, they're physical, but they can play, and they caused us problems in the first half, and ultimately we weren't good enough when we got the ball back. We gave it away too cheaply, and we just weren't good in the first half, and it was a more of a constructive chat at half time. And I think second half we'll all agree we were miles better and deservedly went 2-1 up. I think a fair result in the end was a 2-2 draw, but how it happened was a little bit painful. But apart from that, I think it was a fair result in the game. Yeah,
as you say, we were much brighter in the second half with Don McHugh and Tom Weir bringing it to 2-1. How important were they during the game?
Dom's one of those players, and we've had him for. This is his third year. He's a full-time lad with the first team now. He's come back from a long injury, so we'll do all we can to get him as sharp as we can. I think what we've seen from Dom today is when he wants to, he can take a game by the scruff of the neck, and he can dictate, and he can dominate games. And I think his strike, the goal he scored is Don McHugh. Cuts in off the right onto his left foot, 25 yards out, and puts it past the keeper into the far corner. So he's got the potential to do it. He's consistent, and then obviously the other lad you're talking about, Tom Weir, is probably it's his first year with us. In terms of raw talent, I think I don't think you'll find someone better than Tom. I think big, strong boy for a centre forward, wins his fair share of flick-ons, gets hold of the ball, causes problems, deservedly got himself on a score sheet from a tireless performance. But you get that from Tom week in, week out, and he doesn't probably get the amount of goals that his performances deserve. But they're both both really important players in the squad. I think second half they both turned up today, and it was really vital for us.
That result keeps us top of the Welsh Premier League Development North, and we move on to a tough away fixture at Ballytown next Sunday.
Yeah, it's funny, Dan was here today watching, he's just back from China, and we were talking on the way off that last year we went to Ballo and we went 1-0 down inside the first 30 seconds, and we ended up winning the game 6-1 in horrendous conditions. So hopefully the conditions aren't the same, but the result is. Now, Bala, I fancied Bala at the start of the season, in all fairness. I think they're in a false position. I haven't seen much of them, but they've got good players. Karen's got a good way with them. He gets them organised. They're a good side. It's always tough to go away to Bala. Conditions-wise, always favour the home side, if you like, because they're used to it. But, listen, I say it every week, but we'll do things right. We'll get the boys in tomorrow. We've got 9 away with the Welsh colleges, Welsh schools, so we'll do things right in terms of what we're going to prepare for. But we'll get them back in, we'll look at it, we'll address it, and we'll go again to get 3 points next Sunday.